Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi, welcome back. Today, I want to talk about productivity and how productive people really think. You know, sometimes you see people that are successful and they share their story with you. A lot of the time, depending on the topic, they may not exactly tell you what they do to get productive or to be successful in a certain area. This particular podcast is focusing on habits. You know, that's what really productivity falling is. What kind of habit do you have, work habit that you display every day when you wake up, from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep? So if you want to become more productive, it helps to understand how influential people think. Even this way of thinking doesn't come to you naturally. You can adapt some of these principles that I'm going to share with you and apply them on your own work day and your own work life. First thing you need to do, prioritize. It matters, right? People who are the most productive are clear about their priorities. They know that some things are more important than others and can attack the most important things first. Like, you should only have three main things that need to be done that day. And how do you make decision? Make sure they make you money. They move your project forward. You know, it's not something that's going to waste your time. Yes, there's always a lot of things that are necessary to be done, but not every day. If you don't do this regularly, start each day by making a list of the tasks and placing them in order of priority. This helps you get the most important things done first, even help you eliminate tasks that aren't necessary. I remember I talked about that a few podcasts before this one. Again, I'm going to repeat it. You should only have between 3 to 5 money-making tasks. I heard that in somebody's podcast, and I thought it was brilliant that you have the task that will move your project forward or task that will make you money. So those are the things you focus on every day, first thing first. After you finish doing them, then you could tackle the other things that are necessary to do and prioritize them too. Understanding priority also makes it easy to delegate your task and avoid things that might take away from reaching your goals. Next, you got to plan for success. Productive people generally make a plan. They may schedule their next day at the end of the current work day. This makes it easy to jump right into work the next day without having to take time to decide what's next on the list. That's what I do. At the end of every day, I make my list for the next day so I know what time to wake up, if I need to wake up around 6 or later, depending on how many things that I have to do. Okay. The other thing is eliminate the time waste. That there are tasks sometimes when my brain get overwhelmed and I don't want to completely stop working. So I do a lot of different things that are not necessarily productive and they waste your time. Many things throughout the day could threaten to take away your productivity. Productive people know how to put those time wasters on the back burner and stick to the critical work, money-making task. It could be a social media. I don't necessarily have that on when I need to work. It could be a chatty coworker. Some emails are not necessarily to have to answer right now. Text messages, phone calls, reading online news that prevent you from editing or getting your work done. Set those things aside and schedule a specific time when you allow yourself to participate. Now, remember some of those things I just mentioned. If they're going to make you money, then you do them. If it's not going to make you money, then you move on. The other one is to take responsibility. Productive people are happy to take responsibility for both their success and their failures. Rather than looking to blame someone for not achieving your goal, your desire, they make sure they stay accountable for their work, you know, for the decision that they made. They don't blame somebody else. They don't do that. They just know that it's something that they didn't do or failed to do, and they can take responsibility for their failure and success. The also next is learn from their mistake, like we just talked about. When you're working to be more productive, it helps to understand what mistakes are and how you can learn from them. Productive people know that they will make them already, and they look for the area where they learn from the mistake they make. Like for me, I'm still working on my business to learn how to keep the follow-up emails. And if I ask a question, how do my audience and my client answer? So I want to be able to close the loop. That is something that I'm still learning, and I'm still making mistakes on it because there's so many people I'm getting so many things on. So that is the area that I'm still learning. I'm not blaming the people. I'm not blaming my team. It's just something that I need to get better at, and I'm going to continue to grow in that area. Another thing, tools. I have a whole page on my website that I'm getting ready to share some efficient tools with you guys that I use that help me get better, help me be better, that I'm looking forward to add some more, you know, tools that's going to help me with that follow-up issue that I just mentioned. The tool I have, I'm not using it, so it's not the tool for it. It's my fault. Productive people also know essential to have right tools to do the job, right? That means having a high-quality computer, the proper software, or the proper online platform, even the correct desk setup. I didn't think about that either, how you set up your desk. Make sure that your body is straight, that you don't get backache, especially if we're doing a lot of sit-down work like we've been doing because of COVID. Everybody's working from home. So you have to get the proper chair, the proper physical desk, what's in it. You know, do you have things that can keep you focused? I like a little bit of music when I work, so I have that. Sometimes I just need to change scenery from my office. I go sit outside. So those are also something to think about. Think about your productivity levels. Where can you make changes in your mindset? Just set up in your office or change the environment. Or you might want to move away from some people that are not going to help you finish your work. Small changes, you know, can lead to a significant result. So think about these things that I just talked to you about. It's not that many. It's just always prioritize your list. Make sure you plan yourself for success. Eliminate your time wasters. And number one, take responsibility for what's going on. Learn from your mistake and use efficient tools to help you stay focused and achieve your goal. Remember, you have to prove to your dreams that you are worthy of it. I know you don't want to hear, if it was easy, everybody would do it. And that's not just a saying. And not until I started to do the business or to be on my own, you know, do things on my own, that I realized that that is the truth. That statement, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So with that being said, today's Friday. Have a good weekend. It's been a minute. Then I wish you guys have a good weekend and take care of yourself. So I'm going to do that today. Next week, I'm starting the team for the webinar that's coming on November 11. You know, start register. Look for the link starting on Monday, because the following week, the webinar is coming. I want to make sure you have access. You're able to register. You could come in and get some nugget and how to set up your own business like I'm doing. All right? Have a good weekend.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.